Welcome back to the Finsiders on this Dolphins Monday. Oh, that was a lot of fun yesterday. Well, we've said that a few times since the game ended last night at Sun Life Stadium to talk a lot more about it. The head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin, joins us in studio. The Joe Philbin Show is presented by EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. Coach, welcome back. Congratulations, 3-0, and obviously a fun win yesterday afternoon at Sun Life.
Yeah, I think our guys showed a lot of resiliency. Certainly wasn't easy. It was a very good football team, Atlanta, as we talked about all week, has excellent personnel. They're very well coached. And, it took a lot of guys. We had contributions from a lot of different guys, but it was certainly a satisfying victory.
Is it about as much fun as you've had at this point? And I know it wasn't the prettiest game by any stretch of the imagination. I liked what you said afterwards. It wasn't necessarily a classic textbook kind of way to win a football game. But the win, obviously, is the key thing when all is said and done.
Yeah, I like the grit of the guys. You know, we found a way. We kind of hung around the game. You know, most of the game we were -2 in the turnover margin, which is not a good formula for any football team, ours included. And then, we kept playing, and had some chances, and then stepped up and made some plays when we had to.
Yeah, especially on that last drive. Let's talk about that, and Ryan Tannehill in particular. 9 of 12 for 69 yards. I think he hit 6 different receivers in that drive. You know, the third downs just kept coming when they were needed. What did you see from Ryan and the team on that game-winning drive?
Well, I saw 11 guys working together, and that's not uncommon when things like that happen. You know, Rishard Matthews stepped up and made some plays. Again, I keep saying it, but we believe it's true that the foundation of the passing game is the protection. The protection was very good on that drive. Ryan made good decisions. He threw the ball accurately, and guys stepped up and made plays.
It was huge. Also, on the other side, Coach, you mentioned that last drive with so many guys getting involved. But on the other side of the football, so many guys were involved in that complete four quarters of a football game. That made a big difference in the outcome.
Yeah, the defensive guys.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were just talking about it in the staff meeting. I mean, the opening kickoff, they took 80 yards and scored a touchdown. And then the only other time they got in the end zone is when we handed them the ball at the 12-yard line. So, while we certainly have a lot of things to clean up on defense, I thought our ability to keep them out of the end zone for the vast majority of the game was, as you guys mentioned, critical.
Nice collective unit on the call by quarterback, offensive coordinator, head coach. It seemed like everybody got together for that play call. Can you take us through how that transpired?
Which one? The
final touchdown? The game winner?
Yeah, I mean, Mike did a great job. And, we had been practicing that play. And it's a play that we've had, and Ryan's repped in college, and he's repped it here, so he knows the play. It's a pretty cut-and-dry play. And we felt like, I believe there were 43 seconds left, if I'm not mistaken, when we snapped the football. So we felt like even if we didn't have, the play and we had to throw it away or he was covered, that, we could still run some a couple additional plays there. So it was a good call, a play he knows well. I think in crunch time you want to run plays where the quarterback's had reps at it because you're not exactly sure what you're going to get, and which we weren't. That wasn't the look we necessarily practiced, but our guys adjusted and obviously made a great play.
And a really nice effort on the catch itself by the rookie Deion Sims.
Usually we like to catch with two hands, but I guess he had one was being held, according to him.
Yeah, so. No, according to most of the pictures, yeah. I think, and video that people have seen, but we won't get you going on the officiating, certainly not after this game. It's easy to talk about that play. It's easy to talk about that drive, but, of course, a bunch of things have to go right to get to that point where you're in that position, and I think we've all said it. One of the huge momentum plays of this game, and it led to a touchdown to Brian Hartline, was the forced fumble by Don Jones and the immaculate recovery by John Denny on the play. I mean, just a massive play in this game that really swung things back in the Dolphins' direction.
Yeah, huge play. I mean, the one thing I think if you take a look at our tape over three games, you're going to notice on the film the speed with which Donnie Jones plays on special teams. Number one, he's fast. He's very decisive. Even the one early punt where he missed, he hustled back and made the tackle 13, 14 yards down the field late earlier in the ball game. So it was a big play, big hit by him, obviously. And then, John Denny, again, just that mentality that our guys had of scratching, clawing, fighting, finding a way somehow. It didn't look pretty, but he came up with a ball.
Yeah, a couple of plays before that, what I thought was a huge one to help set all of this up. You know, 2nd and 10, Julio Jones looks like he's going to come up with a big catch on the sideline. Rashad Jones comes over, good, clean, hard, solid hit, separates him from the football, and that helps lead to that punt.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Julio Jones caught his share of passes. Let's face it, he's one of the best in the business. He's excellent at what he does. And I thought what we did do was kind of contain him where he didn't have a ton of yards after the catch, and they didn't hit anyone, over our heads for for 60, 70 yards, those type of things. And, you know, that was an example of, you know, a good underneath coverage and then Rashad coming off the hash.
One of the nice things when you take a look at the stats, Coach, after this football game was third down. Miami Dolphins 7 of 12 on third down. I think we were perfect in that game-winning drive going down. But Brandon Gibson seems like he's found a home on the inside, something he didn't do last year when he wasn't a Miami Dolphin. But seems like on third down, that's a guy that finds a way to get open on the inside.
Well, when you watch the film of Brandon, you know, there's so many little things that, you know, maybe the fan doesn't see, but he's very refined in his route running, and he uses his head and his shoulders, and he has balance. And we've all said he's not necessarily the fastest guy in the world, but he knows how to use his body. He knows how to run routes, and you can't put a price tag on that.
No, something else you can't put a price tag on is relying on people to step up at big times. You know, there's a Rishard Matthews hasn't been used much, but when he was called on and his number was in the football game, he was able to find a way to get open, find a way to give an open window to Ryan Tannehill. What makes him so good as your receiver?
He's a tough guy. I mean, he likes to compete. You know, if you watch him on special teams, he's made a nice contribution in the first couple of games on special teams. Obviously hasn't had as many opportunities in the passing game, but he's tough and physical. He believes in himself. He thinks he's a good receiver, which is good. And, you know, he's a tough guy. He's going to go compete for the ball. And, you know, there was a couple of muscle catches. We had to lean on some guys, and which he did. And he plucked the ball out. And, you know, then he had, you know, bounced one. He caught the shallow route. The guy had a chance to tackle him. He breaks the tackle, gains 7-8 yards, first down.
I thought your football team yesterday was very resilient. They found a way to keep the game close all through. And your quarterback in Ryan Tannehill picking himself off the ground, dusting himself off, getting himself ready to make the next play. I think his resiliency over the last couple of weeks has really showed his maturity where he's headed as a quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, I think our players overall as a team were excited about this opportunity to play in front of the crowd. We had a great atmosphere at the stadium. The fans were fantastic throughout the day. And, you know, Ryan and the rest of the unit, I think, knew it was, you know, it was do or die. I mean, there wasn't many other options. I mean, we were down, and we needed to string a drive together, and we found a way to do that.
We have heard you, Joe Philbin, talk a lot about end-of-half, end-of-game scenarios, how important they are, not just the obvious ones like yesterday, obviously, in the fourth quarter, but right before the half again. You know, Caleb Sturgis kicks the 46-yard field goal. Team's able to move 60 yards, 8 plays, just over 2 minutes. It really, you know, helped close the gap right before halftime, and it seems like every week you're getting a nice last drive before the half.
You know, we had studied Matt Ryan, and I want to say he had 9 scoring possessions in 2 minutes at the end of the first half last year, and they won so many games. They won 13 games in regular season. He wasn't in a lot of 2 minutes at the end of the game. So, well, you know, one of the focal points was we wanted to do a great – we did not want to give the ball back to Matt Ryan with time left on the clock, and that's what Lamar Miller said, by the way, after he dropped a pass as well. He didn't want to give Ryan too much time. But anyway.
Yeah. Thought I heard that.
Yeah. But, you know, that was a huge part of the game. Now, the next thing we got to get fixed is we don't always, the last 2 weeks, our defense has given up a touchdown with about 2 minutes to go before the half, which that's not part of the plan on the end of the half. But
very good. All right. Penalties, third downs, these are the things coaches love to talk about. And with very good reason, 2 games now, 2 total penalties. I mean, it's a pretty uncommon kind of situation. Obviously, none last week, just the 2 yesterday. Plenty of things, as you said, to work on, fix up, and all that kind of thing. But you got to be extremely happy with the discipline in as far as penalties go right now.
Yeah, I thought, the guys are doing a good job and playing by the rules. And, you know, I think our defensive players have done a very good job in terms of the target on the receivers and the quarterback specifically, because we didn't sack Matt Ryan, but we were around him a couple times, had some hits. And I think our guys have been disciplined in regard to the target on the quarterback, which we know is a huge point of emphasis, as it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's turn the page, start talking about the game. It'll be a week from tonight, little Monday Night Football under the lights. 2-3-0 teams, a nice challenge, a very good team, obviously, on the road to get ready for this week.
Well, you look at them statistically, their total offense and total defense, they're in the top 10 in the league in both categories, which is very, very impressive. Their scoring defense has been outstanding, and they have a great quarterback and a very well-coached football team throughout offense, defense, and special teams. So it's, there's no question we're going to have to make some strides and improvement during the course of the week.
You mentioned another great quarterback going up against you on Monday night. You have had Luck, you've had Ryan, and now you get Drew Brees. Coach, what makes him so good as a quarterback?
Well, he's just got great command of that offense. I believe he and Coach Payton have been together. I think this must be about their eighth season together, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, they have a lot of history together. They know that, you know, he knows the system very, very well. He knows their personnel very well. And he's a good, very, very good decision maker. And then with the accuracy, and then he's got that moxie that, you know, they said you used to have, John, I think.
A little bit of it. I've lost it.
Yeah. these teams met up in the end of the preseason, in that last preseason game, which, of course, is the game where you're not going to see much of the starters. Breeze didn't play in that game. It's so on and so forth. Anything at all you can take away from that tape, you know, from that last game?
Yeah, we're certainly going to take a peek at it, Jesse. And there'll be a few things here and there. But obviously we're going to put the stock of the game plan and most of it in the three games that we have.
Coach, you go up against Rob Ryan, the new defensive coordinator for New Orleans. Do you have a book on him or a good feel for what he likes to do as a defensive coordinator?
Well, he's been, you know, I've coached against him in a couple different spots, and he's done a very, very good job wherever he's been. And, you know, he's very multiple. That's number one. So you can't always say, well, he's just a 3-4 guy or he's just a 4-3 guy. And he's very, very complex in the back end. It's not always, you know, he's not a press man-to-man every single snap. He's going to give you different varieties of coverages that, you know, our quarterbacks and our receivers are going to have to be on the same page. And then a very good pressure package. So he's a very, very good coach.
Having some fun here on the Joe Philbin Show. Time for the fan questions. Not Mr. Mez 17 on Twitter. Wants to know where you think the running game stands at this point. 90 total yards rushing yesterday, 101 last week after the slow start in Cleveland.
Yeah, well, we're making strides as the numbers reflect, but there's certainly a lot of room for improvement. The thing, one thing we've done a better job of is we haven't had as many negative yardage plays, and that's a key. But we still need a little bit more consistency and a little more balance, you know, in a variety of both from a personnel standpoint. We've got to be able to run the ball out of our three wide receiver sets consistently and those type of things. So there's a lot to work on, but we do like the direction we're headed.
JoJo on Twitter wants to know about Deion Jordan, his progress, how satisfied you are at this point, and what your expectations are moving forward for him.
Well, not unlike any, you know, young player, young rookie in the National Football League, we've seen progress. He had more snaps yesterday than he's had before in the 2 weeks, and he's making nice progress. Still has a long way to go, and he's getting accustomed to a new scheme, new techniques, but we're excited about his improvement, and we're looking forward to that continuing throughout the season.
All right, lastly, a mole on Twitter wants to know if the schedule changes for the players and the coaches with the Monday night game coming up.
Yeah, well, we're going to take, instead of Thursday, it's going to be Friday, so we're going to push things back a day, but we need to have a great week of preparation to go play this game against an excellent football team.
All right, so a little bit of a change there. Good stuff. Coach, appreciate the time each and every Monday. Congratulations on the win, and have a good week getting ready for the Saints.
All right, great to see you guys. Thanks.